Gag Country Mornings, 7:47. Well, we're very excited about a concert coming to Jefferson City on Thursday, October 7th. Jacob Bryant coming to town, all part of a benefit for Canines on the Front Line. Jacob joins me on the phone right now. Jacob, we're so excited to have you on the phone with us.
I'm excited to be here.
Your music is absolutely phenomenal. I've been kind of going down the rabbit hole over the last couple of days, listening to everything you've got out there. And you've got a very interesting story. Your mother passed away in 2010. You battled depression and anxiety, and you turn to alcohol and drugs, which is kind of common for a lot of people in that situation. But you suffered a heart attack at the age of 19. How did that experience change you as a songwriter?
Young and dumb, for sure. The heart attack was actually chemically induced by a Red Bull energy drink. So, unfortunately, if you have Red Bull as a sponsor, they're going to hate me. But kids, don't drink Red Bull. It's horrible.
Right.
But anyway, I drank 6 Red Bulls in about 2 hours. Working a night shift job at the time, and almost exploded my heart. It was bad. So,
oh my gosh.
Anyway, long story short, I haven't had caffeine since that happened, since I was 19 years old, because it put some scarring on my heart tissue. And right after that, Mom passed away unexpectedly at a very young age, and I kind of went down the old snowball effect of depression and anxiety, drinking and messed around a little bit with some stuff like cocaine and pills and stuff that I swore I'd never do, you know.
Sure.
To do parents that were both addicts at one point or another in their life. But yeah, I didn't know where else to go. At one time I was a praise and worship leader, and when Mom died, I kind of fell away from all that and out of the church, and just kind of went down a backslid kind of hill there for a little while. And it was the only way, I guess, I could numb it without having to grieve it, and came out on top, man. I give credit to God and a lot of people in my family, my wife Brittany, for being able to help me get through all that stuff. It was a doozy for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people face struggles like that. And to hear from somebody who has not only faced it, but conquered it, you know, that's really inspiring. You've talked about your heroes in the past, you know, Keith Whitley, George Jones, Travis Tritt, even Lynyrd Skynyrd. What kind of inspiration have you drawn from those artists?
They mean everything to me. I mean, I've always been kind of more, I lean more toward traditional country as far as like the sound that I gravitate toward and listen to on a daily basis. But, you know, when you listen to somebody like a Keith Whitley or a George Jones, you know, you can feel the hurt in their voice, and you can tell that the story they're telling is actually genuine, and it's not just some dude with a facade. It's a true thing. That was easy for me to gravitate toward growing up. But then as far as like the Travis Tritts and the Skynyrds, that's the actual musicality part that I gravitated toward, is more of the driving, you know, rock and country sound with more of a traditional vocal over top of that.
Has anybody ever told you that you kind of sound a little bit like Josh Turner? You've got that deep voice, you know, and speaking with you, I'm like, oh my gosh, you speak kind of like how you sing.
Yeah, I've gotten that one. I've got the Chris Young. Everybody says it's kind of similar to that, or even like a Trace Atkins-ish kind of thing.
Yes!
Whatever. But I've always said that it's just country done my way. It's just a goofy redneck with a deep voice that can sing over some Southern rock and country music.
Well, hey, that's what it's called. We like it, okay? That's well, for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the benefit coming up on October 7th. Jacob Bryant, we're excited to have you come into Jefferson City. What kind of show can we expect from you?
It's definitely not what you would consider a normal country music show. We have a very high energy. Like I said, it's pretty much a rock band with a country singer, but very high energy, truthful. A lot of the songs that we play live are, you know, personal stories that I've been through. This Side of Sober, Sometimes I Pray, a lot of the tracks that we've played over the years are actual stories of things that I've been through. So hopefully everybody can go on the journey with me, and it's kind of a crazy roller coaster ride, but we have a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Dave Baker Music's also going to be there as well. Fundraiser to benefit Canines on the Front Line, Missouri. Jacob Bryant, we cannot wait for you to come to town. This is going to be fantastic on Thursday, October 7th. Doors open at 5:30 at Capitol Bluffs Event Center in Jefferson City, and you can actually get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. We've got the link for you at 943cat.com. Jacob Bryant, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. We appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Anytime you have to call us.
Hey, we appreciate it, and we can't wait to see you on October 7th.
We can't wait either. Thank you.
All right. It's going to be a great time, and we would love to see you out there. In fact, I've got 3 pair of tickets. We'd love to put you on the guest list. And if you're going, this sounds awesome, that's right. I'll take the next 3 callers right now. 893-9494. I'll get you on the guest list to see Jacob Bryant and Dave Baker Music at Capitol Bluffs Event Center on Thursday, October 7th. This is a great benefit for Canines on the Frontline, Missouri. Hey, if the line's busy, call back. Because remember, it's just me in here. And I'll get your info as quickly as I can. So again, first 3 callers, 893-9494. Good luck. I want to get you on that guest list.